BYU fans, join me, Tim Hughes, and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into Cougar Nation, coming to you live from Provo, Utah. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. We just got done with some BYU football practice, all the coverage of spring ball on KSLSports.com. But this show's all about basketball right now in Cougar Nation. Every Monday night, 6 to 7, we're taking your phone calls, and the good times are rolling for BYU basketball. I got to say, I mean, Matt, like, we've been following this program for years, and I got to say, this doesn't feel like this has been one of the best weeks for BYU hoops since at least the Gonzaga win in 2020, but maybe go back to Jimmer in 2011 when they took down the Aztecs?
But both of those weeks were followed by horrific storylines. There was the loss in the WCC tournament.
Let's not say that.
Yeah, and then we don't need to discuss what happened after that big win against San Diego State. Geez. So don't put that on us, Mitch.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Let's bring a little bit more energy, though, with our callers. 801-575-8255. How far will BYU basketball get advance in the NCAA tournament? Let's get out of the phone line. Welcome in Joseph from Lehigh. Joseph, how far do you think BYU will go?
I think their floor is the Sweet 16, and I think their ceiling is the Final Four. I think this team is deeper than the Jimmer years that I lived in, but I'm not old enough to remember that. But, yeah, I think they can go to the Final Four.
Joseph, I love that. What do you think it's going to take for BYU to get to the Final Four, you think? Is it just three-point shooting, or is there something more that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think BYU will have to carry their three-point shooting with them. It will need to travel more than it has so far throughout the season. But BYU's defense, even though it struggled a little bit in the Big 12, I think it's done good in some big games. BYU's had some big moments with some big stops. With TCU and Kansas, so I think the defense is just the biggest thing that BYU just needs to keep working on.
Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate it. You can call in 801-575-8255. How far do you think this team will go in the tournament, or if you just want to sound off on a great week of BYU hoops? We're taking your calls until 7 p.m. here in Cougar Nation. Let me add to what Joseph said. I thought there was a great call. Keeping the turnovers low is something they did great this past week, taking care of the ball. Ali Khalifa has returned to form, a lot of assists, not a lot of turnovers. Dallin Hall, a little tease for the next segment, but he's been trending up. Let's just say that. So, yeah. Defense is important because that's effort-based. That's the Richie Stauner style. But taking care of the ball, getting good shots, they did a great job of that this past week.
Final Four as the potential in goal.
Do you
see that possibly? I mean, it's tough to say without seeing the actual path and the bracket. But this BYU team has lived in the top 15 of the advanced metrics, the top 20 at a minimum, the entire year, man. I mean, this is...
And that's nice. Don't get me wrong, that's nice. But what's even more nice is if you got wins against Iowa State, top 10, you got a win against Baylor, top 15, and a win against Kansas, top 15. So you're beating some of the best teams that are being ranked that high late in the year. That wasn't like a December win against a top 10 and they fell out. Like, these teams are still in the top 15. You got three wins against the top 15, that matters. And then the other thing I think we're learning in college basketball, there's no great team. So if you're playing your best basketball at the right time, you've got the depth. And I love that BYU's got a little of everything. They got the low post working right now with Foose. Yeah. They got the three ball. They got transition offense. They got a good point guard. Like, what don't they do well right now? That's the thing.
That's a great point. And you know what's promising is that the last three seasons – BYU has had at least three wins over AP top 25 teams. They've advanced to at least the round of 32 in those years, 2011, 1988, 1981. Now, you might hear that stat and go, man, it's been that long between seasons. Well, you didn't face many ranked teams back in the WAC in the Mountain West era. A little bit different deal in the Big 12, but it speaks to this team's battle-tested. You know, one of the knocks on BYU for years in the NCAA tournament have passed was, well, let's see how they fare against these power conference teams. You just beat Kansas. You beat Baylor. some of these national
TCU
powers.
TCU was a good team.
Oh, yeah. TCU
that's
was.
That's not a bad win.
Yeah, Mike Capivi, that guy was explosive. I mean, they had 10 seniors. That was an experienced team, one of the most experienced squads in college basketball.
You racked up 58 on them in the second half.
Like, BYU has been tested. I think my expectation for BYU is the round of 32 because – maybe it's just I'm jaded because I feel like the committee's out to get BYU, and that might be conspiracy tinfoil hat mode. But I just feel like BYU will get a lower seed than we expect. I feel like BYU has done enough to get a 4 seed, honestly, personally.
As with no other wins, a 4 seed right now.
Like, to this date, I feel like they should be good enough for a 4 seed, in my opinion. Because
and is that assuming you go 1-1 the rest of the way?
Yes. I feel like, and then you win
Oklahoma
a couple,
State.
And then you win 2 games in the Big 12 tournament. But I feel like BYU's resume looks pretty dang good, and I just think that I'm going to say round of 32 at a minimum. I think the ceiling, Elite Eight. I'll say I feel like a Final Four runs. It takes
if
some
you get
magic.
The right side of the bracket, though, because like I don't think you want to play a UConn. I still think UConn is tough.
You need to experience what Florida Atlantic did last year,
right?
Where they somehow get a game against a 16 seed. You know, you need like a Farley Dickinson in one of the games or a St. Peter's. Honestly,
except those teams kept winning.
No, but that's
how many blue bloods won? Yes, give us Farley Dickinson.
But that's
baby.
That's what you need though to make a real run. You got to get some double digit seed action to get to the Final Four.
Let's get to one more call before the break. Ziggy from Salem, how far can this team go in the tournament, Ziggy?
I think that they can go to the final.
Wow, the that. Final game. I love the confidence. Who's your favorite player, Ziggy?
Probably Foose.
Foose, the big man. I love that. Ziggy, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Got to get to a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way on the other side. Let's keep this hoops train rolling, baby. Keep the calls coming. 801-575-8255. See you in a moment.